today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Today, Friday, is the 4th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about a great lady, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima Zahra. نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة. Fatima, peace be upon her, in Surah Al-Kawthar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It was said that Kawthar has a vast inclusive meaning, which is goodness in abundance, and the examples are many. A large number of scholars of the Shia school believe that one of the most clear examples of that word is the auspicious existence of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, because the occasion of the revelation of the verse says that they accused the Holy Prophet of being without offspring. But the Quran says, "Surely, O Muhammad, we have given you abundance of good." Kawthar. From this meaning, we understand that this abundance of good is the very Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, of whom the descendants of the Prophet increased abundantly and thousands of them scattered in the world preaching his religion and preserving it. Here, we encounter a very interesting discussion from Fakhr Razi, who along with other commentators on Kawthar says, "This surah has been revealed to reject those who criticize the Holy Prophet for his lack of progeny. Therefore, the meaning of the surah is that Allah shall give him a generation which will remain stable through all ages." And consider this, that although a number of Ahlul Bayt have been martyred, the world is replete with them. Whereas from the Umayyads, who were the enemies of Islam, there remains no mentionable figure in the world.
Mm-hmm. Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we look at the children of Lady Fatima, she was the best trainer in a way that she trained two sons in a way that they became infallible imams. They became imams, not only imam, but also the master of the paradise. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. They are the masters of the youth of paradise. This is how she trained them. This is the environment of a house. And this shows us that within the house, the environment can bring good people, can give good people to the societies. They can be beneficial not only for the households, but for the whole Muslim Ummah. On the other hand, the life of the Lady Fatima shows us the responsibility in her life. She was a responsible person in her life. In every aspect of the life, she has done things through the responsibilities. She knew what she has to do, and therefore she performed those things. She was active not only in the house, but also outside the house. For example, when Prophet used to go at the wars, she used to take water for the army. She used to provide first aid for the army. And she used to support her husband and her father in a way that the father has said once that, O Fatima, you are the mother of your father. Anti Ummi Abiha, you're the mother of your father.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Where is Lady Fatima's grave? The Muslims have been deeply pained. Their beloved Prophet has passed away. And especially for his kith and kin, it is one of their lives' sadness day. A lady who happens to be his daughter, above all, is the most afflicted one. She was the nearest to her father. Alas, her troubles have just begun. Everyone had heard her father say, "My daughter is a part of me." For her safety, he would often pray, not wanting her to bear any agony. But his words fell on deaf ears as his followers were led astray, and were realized those worst fears because his tidings were disobeyed. In her last days, she is seen weeping, awake all night. She seldom sleeps. On her troubles, she keeps thinking the wounds in her heart are so deep. And that dark moment finally comes, for her heavenly abode she departs, holding back their tears. Her children see Baba living with a heavy heart. Has gone from this world forever, the mother of children so brave. But why was she buried in a manner that no one knows where is her grave? This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Being honest is one of the lessons we get from Lady Fatima. Remembering to stay honest and truthful can be extremely difficult. However, Lady Fatima was consistent in her belief in honesty and truthfulness. the benefits of being honest for both yourselves as well as those around you are important not only for a healthy society, but for working towards being a better believer as well. Allah has recommended honesty in sales by use of correct measures and weights in order to prevent fraud and deception. Dear friend, Lady Fatima taught us that while it may be the most difficult to do, no matter what the outcome may be, it will always be the right decision to say on the side of honesty instead of lying and falsehood.
This is something that no one can deny. With other details, some people will say, oh, but the Sanad, we're not sure if this is an authentic narration. Okay, leave all of that. We believe that's all true. But since we're dealing with stubborn people, let's stick to these facts. She was angry. She refused to speak to him until the day she died. She did not want him to participate in her funeral. This is enough of a calamity. Meaning, we have the famous narration where the Prophet ﷺ, and there are different versions of this hadith, where the Prophet, when he speaks about Fatima ﷺ, he says, يَرْضَ اللَّهُ لِرِضَاهَا وَيَغْضَبْ لِغَضَبِهَا. Allah is pleased when Fatima is pleased. And Allah is angry when Fatima is angry. And this hadith, even a staunch critic of hadith, like Al-Dhahabi, a Sunni hadith scholar, who has one of the most stringent criterions for authenticating the hadith, he says, this hadith is sahih. It's correct. It's authentic. So, if this hadith is telling us, and the Prophet says, Fatima bava'atun minni man aghdabaha aghdabani, so Fatima is angry. Let's do some basic math here. Right? Fatima is angry at Abu Bakr. The hadith tells us that the Prophet becomes angry when Fatima is angry. So what does that mean? Angering Fatima angers the Prophet. And we have other hadith where angering Fatima angers Allah. Some people want to treat this confrontation as a historical issue. It happened 14 centuries ago, and let's move on. But I also began this majlis with a verse of the Qur'an. And this is where the theological implication can be seen. Allah, what does He say? In Surah Al-Mumtahin, Surah 60, ayah number 13. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amin, O you who believe, لا تتولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم. O you who believe, do not take as guardians, as awliya, as leaders, as friends, people whom Allah is angry with. And this is what it all boils down to. The Quran says, do not take as your wali, your guide, someone that you obey, someone that you love, someone, people who have angered Allah. Angering Fatima is to anger Allah. So this incident has important theological implications. How can the one who has incurred the wrath of God be the Khalifa of the Muslims? How can you take your deen from someone who has incurred the wrath of Allah?
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha bi'adad ma ahata bihi ilmuk. Allahumma
صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.